This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a Celtics and a Bruins Wednesday. Mike Milbury will join us next hour at 8:20, and we can talk to Mike Milbury about Jeremy Swayman and Nikita Zadorov and all of those things. Find out whether there is indeed some sort of a black cloud hanging, has been a black cloud hanging over this Bruins team all season long. Curtis not predicting any black clouds rest of the week, I think, right? We're A-okay on that weather-wise?
No, I mean, I got to tell you, the Patriots getting digs, the Sox starting tomorrow, Crochet on the bump.
Yeah.
We got ourselves, and we the Celtics just won't lose. I mean, I think Chisholm's going to be like Steinbrenner plus Wick. I think he's going to be the greatest thing in the world. We are headed in the right direction.
Pass it around. We're back. We back. This is Walter from Boston. I think Walter also believes we back. Hello, Walter.
No, my thing is this. Josh's brother was his position coach last year. And if you hear like from Bray and everybody, all his position coach said he was just real competitive. Yep. Right? So to me, it's a great signing because what Shine said earlier about Metcalf being better than him, and I agree he's younger than him, but if you Diggs is more, he's suitable for Josh's system. Metcalf is just go route. What Diggs is great at is getting open quickly. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. And there's pitches online. You can go see it. If Diggs working out, pushing the sled already. So if you get Diggs and add another weapon, you know, like Wiggy said earlier, say if they could get a tackle in the second round and take Warren or something in the first, I mean, you're pumping with diesel fuel to me. So I hope it happens. Have a good day, guys.
By the way, we learned yesterday, Shime, not a diesel fuel guy.
No.
Not good for the environment.
Not at all.
I mean, if you like diesel trucks, drive your diesel truck. I don't care.
He's an EV guy.
Just because I love my EV doesn't mean I have to hate on people with diesel. I don't care.
Well, Diggs will
be. You drive what you want.
The New England Patriots have agreed to terms with Stephon Diggs, 3 years, $69 million. And he will be 32 years old when the season begins next year. Is that of any concern for you, Wiggs? I think he will be 32.
I'll tell you exactly
how
old he is.
Google it.
He's 31 right now. Yeah. He was born 1993, November 29th. So, will he be 30?
He'll turn 32 in November.
Yeah, so
Google it.
That's kind of like the end of the season. So he plays this. He'll be 31 when he's playing the majority of that season. I ain't really tripping about that. Yeah. But prior to last year, before him getting hurt, He had 6 1,000-yard receiving seasons in a row. If you just looked at his numbers through eight games, he would have been fourth on your team in yardage, and he would have been tied for first in touchdowns. He had 3 touchdowns, and he had 496 yards through 8 games.
And I will say this, if we're going to be fair, it is somewhat concerning that a team like the Texans that are trying to get to that next level here said that they don't want him. You know, if he was great and Josh McDaniels' brother, you know, had nothing but praise and C.J. Stroud said he was awesome, then why would you move on from Steph Diggs?
Not only did they move on from him, they preferred Christian Kirk over Stephon Diggs.
So that's just a fair, I mean, obviously we all think that he'll do well here, and I'm glad the Patriots brought him in. But the other side of that is you have a team that was in the second round of the playoffs against the Chiefs who barely scored against that Chiefs defense who said we don't want Steph Diggs anymore.
So your only choice is leftovers if that's your...
Right. A contending team said no.
Yeah. I mean, but you knew once you kind of didn't really want to put the pressure on DK Metcalf, and I get what Walter's saying. He is an outside receiver. Diggs can kind of go a little bit inside and run some of that slot stuff. But once you decided, like, all right, you're not in on DK Metcalf, you're not in on Cooper Kupp, you have to then start to say, okay, what's the best available stuff that's left?
Side note. Texter asking, I don't want to get too personal here, but you have a colonoscopy today, you said.
Yeah.
How are you not near a bathroom? This texter has one at 11. They say they can't leave their bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, I've been going in the bathroom pretty much. I've been on my, whatever that big giant thing you have to drink is.
Yeah.
Glycemic or something like that.
I think it's a Borg.
It looks like a Borg.
So
it's a Borg for your colon.
So just to be clear, if you have to run out at any moment, we will understand why.
Yeah, yes. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
All right.
But I told you, I have control over my bladder and my
bowels.
My bowels.
Yes, right. Yeah. Complete control over both. Yes. Yeah.
Which is all good for your colon.
It is, yes.
Can we stop the colon talk?
Yeah, please, Sean.
It's important.
If you could, please.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Is there a sponsor for this segment, Sean?
No, there currently isn't yet, but I believe there will be soon, Greg. Don't you worry.
Oh, okay.
Nice little tease for you.
Okay.
But today, Greg, let's begin with Nikita Zadorov. He made those comments the other day about Jeremy Swayman.
What is Curtis chuckling about?
Sean just asked me to do some investigative reporting on one of our leads. And I think we've had Eric Shun Park de.
What?
The story relating the NCAA and the police investigation into UConn is not a real story.
Oh, well, that wasn't Courtney's lead. I just said I read something yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But you got me.
Yeah.
I was.
You got. I mean.
Oh
you
no,
got
they
me.
Got me. Shine.
I should head home.
I just saw a texter, and I asked Curtis to look into it. That's all.
I should get. I gotta go.
Yeah. It's all right.
I might not show up the rest of the week.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I said that.
I mean, I saw it on social
My
media,
Lord.
Too. So.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Did you do a deep dive into it?
No, I didn't really go down
My
that
God.
Rabbit hole.
Why would you believe that?
I generally, anytime I see something, I always put a disclaimer
why is this funny when it's one person, but it's somebody's outraged when it's another person?
Who got erection recently?
Like, if I said something about the stupid guy sitting in the coffee shop like an idiot... We laugh about it because I bought it. That's funny, isn't it?
Oh yeah, no,
right? I don't know why it makes
feel
you
like,
angry.
I mean, I didn't feel I did. Did I make a dramatic statement about it?
Yes, you were just very angry.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, when I said I read something.
I didn't even think it was you that said it when Shyam told me to look
into it. I thought we talked about it for 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah, no, they were trying to come at me.
Oh, they were? Oh.
They forgot that you were the one that said it, not me.
Oh, all right.
It's another day making Courtney look dumb.
Yeah, nope, I just saw the text and I asked Curtis to look into it. That's all.
Because your thing was the SID.
Yeah, I was just talking about the SID, which is a sports information director. I saw a lot of texts saying, there's no, what's a SID? That's what it is.
I didn't know what it is.
I'm sorry.
Look at Twitch right now. That's funny. that I thought those three people were actually sitting in a coffee shop. I mean, it'll be funny for the rest of the
time. Yeah, I didn't know what SID
was.
Sean
was funny. I believe one time I sent some audio over that was
AI. The AI audio.
AI audio.
Yeah, Luka Doncic.
That was hilarious.
Tremendous.
Hilarious.
I've been Eric Shunned before, but this time.
We all have.
Anyway, what were we right in the middle of?
I believe this is a report from Adarn Schefter.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
So that was.
What were we in the middle of?
What were we in the middle
of? In radio, that's called a non sequitur. I've learned that.
What is it?
A non sequitur.
Oh, is that Ken's email? I think we got an email about that before.
Yeah, he did. Ken gave us an email about a couple different things.
You're good with the emails.
Yeah, and the non sequitur was one of them.
Anyway, what were you?
You had a great lead yesterday about the comments from Nikita Zadorov about Jeremy Swayman standing up for his teammate. Nikita Zadorov has since come out and responded to his original comments, and it may seem like he's trying to walk it back a little bit. Here was Nikita Zadorov yesterday.
You're gonna ask me about Swayman's comment? You blew it up.
What do you want to say?
Well. When you ask the question like this after 7-2 loss, the players are frustrated. So obviously, the time I was frustrated and wherever I said it wasn't towards the Sway, it was just like I didn't expect that question from you. And sometimes, like, you gotta understand the situation we are at and everything. You pissed off to the game. So I was just basically saying, try to stay away from, find positives. There was a lot of negatives in our game and I want to keep that way. You know, obviously, we appreciate in this room guys stepping in for each other, and that's a culture that was here before I came here, and I'm trying to follow it as the guy who steps in for teammates. We got Lux, we got Taff, we got everybody. You know, Sway, we need to do anybody in this room. Until I'm here, it's going to step up for each other, and that's the main part for us. So I think he wasn't even thinking, like, comment towards Sway or anything like this. So it was just a took out of the contest. Obviously, he's a huge part of our team. He signed for the next 8 years, and here I'm here for 5 years. We're going to be together for a long time and be a lot of success with this team and back in the playoff hockey and hopefully win the cup in here. So I think that's where we're going to leave.
Isn't it interesting that one of the major things he mentions in his comment is the contracts?
Yeah. It is somewhat. I mean, did he do a good enough job of fixing the situation? Yeah. I think what he said after the game is what he meant.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not. It doesn't really matter when you go back and try to make it better. Yeah. Once it's out there, it's out there.
Yeah. After the way it's like, all right, big deal. So Swayman did that. Whoopee. That's what it came across as, like, for me hearing the initial comments when he didn't want to, like, come to Swayman's defense. It's like, why not come to your goalie? Like, not his defense, but why not answer a question and just say, hey, great job by Swayman standing up for guys.
I mean, it really bothered you yesterday because teammates don't do that to other teammates.
Listen, I've played with guys that we weren't great friends. I wasn't great friends with, or I've been around guys. I remember Wesley Wall stood up in the middle of a after practice and was like, listen, I don't like a lot of you MFers out here, but as long as I can depend on you on the field, that's all that matters. And
that's
like,
crazy though.
But that's the nature of the world in sports. Everybody has little cliques. But one thing that I learned is you never concern yourself with somebody else's contract and what they're making or how much they make. And the other thing is that you always got their back, even if you don't maybe rock with them. If it's something pops off on the field or somebody says something, you always come to their defense. That's kind of the nature of the team thing.
All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, there's one former New England Patriot who loves the Stephon Diggs signing to New England. That would be your guy, Bubs Edelman. I had this to say about Stephon Diggs to the New England Patriots.
I like Stephon Diggs in New England because Stephon Diggs is still pissed off at the Bills. So there's going to be hunger, and there's going to be urgency, and there's going to be a fire under his ass in the meeting room, at practice, which they could use. They could use a little fire under their ass in that receiver room. And you know that Stephon Diggs, he's got a lot of he's got a lot of the instances where he's got the mind games with the quarterback, but no one ever second guesses how hard he works and the amount of work that he puts into his craft. So if you're getting a motivated Stephon Diggs, like, that could be really beneficial to the young football players in that young football room that they call the receiver room in New England. They have a lot of young football players there. You know, it'd be really good for these younger guys to be able to see how to a professional, you know, works daily, how a professional prepares daily, how a professional takes care of his body. And if Stephon Diggs is doing that, you got to bring him in.
Ugh. Does that make you want to run the hill, Wiggy?
I don't want to run the hill, but I agree with Jules. I mean, I want a wide receiver that wants the football. And as an offensive coordinator, when you have a talented wide receiver, you should be doing everything in your power to put him in the best position to make plays. So I think Josh is going to do that, knowing like, all right, Diggs can make plays for us. And if you do that and you get him the football, I think he'll be fine with it. Yeah, everybody's in. They were in Drake May's ear last year, whether it was Jalen Polk, Pop Douglas, Keyshawn Booty. You don't think they were like, hey, Drake, I'm going to be open on this play. Hey, you know, don't forget about me on the backside.
Yeah.
Like, that's what everybody
does. I got the best
does.
Hands in the NFL.
Yeah, yeah.
Wiggy, your backside is active today.
How many quarterbacks I used to say that to as soon as we broke the huddle? The last thing I wanted them to think about was me saying,
was you?
Hey, don't forget about me on that little option route.
Smart.
All right. Anything else?
Yeah, Greg, I got one more for you here. As Courtney pointed out earlier, Drake May, very happy that Stephon Diggs is a New England Patriot. He was also on with Kay Adams yesterday and was asked what the Patriots should do in this year's NFL draft. Here was Drake May.
You, not the front office. What would you like to see it for
see
in the draft?
Four. You take the best player. I think in that early, take the best player available. So, you know, any one of those guys, you know, I don't want to. You know, put my foot in my mouth here. So just whoever wants to come play in New England and you know, win some football games.
Wiggy still thinks there's a good chance that player who's available at number four is Abdul Carter.
Yeah. Well, based off of Shime's mock 3.0, and when you look at the Giants, you're committing $14 million to two quarterbacks, $4 million to Jameis Winston, and $10 million in guaranteed money to Russell Wilson. So,
but do you think the Giants really believe that either one of them is going to be their starting quarterback all season? Or
no, but they have to win football games,
right?
And it becomes extremely difficult to do that with a young rookie quarterback. And so, in their minds, they have to get somebody who can come in and start right away. And Russell Wilson or Jameis Winston can do that.
And aren't they both like? If they landed on when Jameis signed with the Giants, we're thinking like, oh, okay. He could be the starter, and Shador could learn a little bit and then maybe come in. It's weird that you have two, you know, technically starting quarterbacks that you signed on one team. When they signed Russell Wilson, I'm like, well, you already have Jameis. What are you doing? Yeah. Why do you sign him?
It's also wild that they are only paying Jameis Winston $4 million, and your New England Patriots paid Jacoby Brissett $8 million.
Yeah, that is wild.
For like seven games.
Yeah, Jameis is way better than him. Yeah. And Cleveland hasn't done anything on the quarterback front. So basically, I kind of tend to agree with Chime. That leads me to believe that Cleveland is probably going to take Shador Sanders.
All right, is that it, Chai?
That'll do it today, Greg.
Excellent. Okay. Mike Milbury is going to join us at 8:20, and a lot to talk about when it comes to the end of this Boston Bruins season with Mike Milbury. It's a Celtics Wednesday. Mega will be in here at 9. And Courtney has the news next, and it appears that science has provided Shime and the rest of us with the greatest double burger consumption excuse of all time. We will get to that and the rest of the news next.